Oh my goodness, what a day. What a day it's been. It's now 20 past 5 on Friday. The weather is fantastic, although I've had no chance today to enjoy it. It's been absolutely pouring rain sometimes, beautiful sun other times. And all I've had is my head down. My head down. Been sitting in a hotel in Cork called the Maryborough with two other men. So here we have three men in a boat or three men in a hotel. Each of them with Apple Mac laptops, and each of them working in their own way together with each other at various bits of the day. And there I am, sort of removing a syllable from a word, removing a comma, putting in a full stop, putting a cap, splitting sentences up into half. I'm trying to take out long words, trying to write copy that will be ever so easy for somebody to get the meaning of it in first time round, and rather than have to go back over sentences that have subordinate clauses and conjunctives and whatever. And you know, questions like, will the photograph on the website be in colour or will it be in black and white? And will it stretch all the way across the page, or will it stretch just two-thirds across the page? And, you know, will the black and whites be in black and white, or will the head and shoulders be in black and white, or will they be in colour? You know, what's consistent with what we're trying to achieve? You have a designer there, and he's doing all, you know, he's a web designer as well as a graphic designer, as well as an imagery inventor. And he's sitting there doing his magic on his laptop. Another man who's just a wonderful at branding. He's going another angle on it. And I'm completely wrecked after this. Completely wrecked. It's about what would I say, 48 hours maximum before I'd love to have our website up. I don't know whether it'll go up Monday or whether it'll go up Tuesday. It's a pain in the neck that Monday is a bank holiday in Ireland, because you know, trying to get a website finished on that kind of a day is tricky. What else? What else have I had on my mind today? I have just been trying to work out, you know, how you fit audio clips into the website. Learning how to use a new platform, because I haven't yet, on Squarespace, you know, inserted a piece of audio onto a web page. It's been fiddly, minute details, all the big picture stuff, the grand strategy, the brand identity, the brand personality, the what we stand for, what are services we're offering. All of those are clear. All of those are completely and utterly clear. What isn't clear is whether there should, in fact, be, you know, those 25 words should be cut to 22 words in order to fit all the text on one line, or, you know, two lines. All that kind of minute detail. I've been tetchy. There was at one stage today an interruption of the work by two lovely men. And to be truthful, I didn't want them anywhere nearby. I actually didn't want to see them. I didn't want to talk to them. I just wanted to stay head down on the computer doing stuff. And, you know, I don't think I looked at an email during the day. I hardly did any Twitter during the day. It really is fine tuning of details. Finishing off a website involves so many tiny details that it would drive you mad, do your head in. Anyway, that's it. That's all I can say. I'm letting off steam, as you can see. I better pause. I think it might be a good idea to talk about the failures today. They're more interesting than the successes often. I mean, one complete, total failure today was the failure of us to record a piece of audio which would be an introduction to our blog. We've got this blog on the new website, and effectively it's bringing a lot of stuff from the old blog into the new blog, and that's one issue, and there's lots of complications about doing that. And the other one is that we decided we were going to record an audio introduction to the blog. I still have to write a blog post, which will be a kind of text introduction to the blog, and but recording a short piece of audio, no more than, let's say, a minute or 2 minutes long maximum, so that somebody can, you know, hear human voices talking about the blog, rather than just seeing text on a page or on a website. That's part of our style, if you like. We want to come across as normal human beings, and but normal human beings, I suppose, have failures, and they set out with a plan to do something, and it would have involved two of us getting up and going and somewhere quiet and just having a 2 minute chat, or, you know, deciding to divide up the topic of welcome to the blog into two bits, and Jonathan does one and I do the other. Well, however we were going to do it, and we didn't have a plan for how we would do it, just we had a plan that we would do it, it didn't happen. So that certainly is the a big failure. So the question is, you know, well, I suppose it is true, how well do you recover from failure? We'll do it, we'll crack it. A second failure, in my head at least, is about photography, photographs. I mean, we have photographs falling out our ears, but for each of our clients, we have a gallery of photographs. But the question is, which ones are we going to put in, which ones aren't we going to put in, and how are we going to assemble the photographs so that they tell a story, so that they are, in effect, a kind of documentary, photographic documentary account, narrative of the project and the work that was done, so that a person looking at our website can see in the gallery of photographs the story of, you know, what things were like before any work was done in the branding area, and what it's like today. So we do have photographs on the website at present, you know, the website that nobody has yet seen, and it wouldn't be the end of the world if we went up with those ones, but I think I'd feel that a bit of an opportunity has been missed if we don't, you know, take out some of them and put in other ones. I'm very keen that we definitely show the before and after influence, and I'm also very keen that there are people in every gallery. That's a really big thing. We've already, you know, agreed, and we realise that that's very important, because human beings looking at a website like to see photographs of other human beings. That's I think we know that, don't we? We all know that. So, but anyway, that's a second failure in the sense that it hasn't yet been, yet that task hasn't yet been put to bed. The third failure that pops into my head is my failure to write my biography. You know how on a website you have a section that says, you know, about us, and one of the things is there are people behind this website, and I have to write a bio, and I haven't done it. I've probably written loads of bios in my time, but I haven't done one for myself. Now my business partner has. He's written his bio, and I need to settle down and write mine, and I haven't done that yet. And then, you know, another kind of, well, this isn't so much a failure as an idea I got. I want to paste all of the text of the website into a special thing which will tell me how easy it is or to read, how clear it is, what the average length of the sentences are, and you know, what percentage of the words are long words. In other words, a thing that I know as the fog index. I want to run a fog index on the entire text on the website. And that may be a tedious, but it will actually make a big difference, I think. So there we are. That's yet another. That's enough. I now have to pick my daughter up. Yeah, let's go and do something else.